Well, I suspect that you have probably heard this scripture before. And it would be easy to focus on the miraculous vision that Simon Peter has here, that Peter sees where these animals are brought to him in a vision, and he's told them that it's okay to eat them. And of course, we know from our reading of the Old Testament that dietary restrictions were very important to the Jews, to the Hebrew community, and they were not allowed to eat certain things, that they were very concerned about cleanliness, and they had ritual cleansings that took place, and that they had to not eat certain things, not even touch certain things, so that they could be clean and be worthy of being able to pray and talk to God and to do their rituals. And here is a vision from God saying, God has made these things clean for you. God has made this okay for you. And this went in contradiction with what Peter was used to. But he heard God's message. And so when the person came to his house and said, we need you to come and talk to these Gentiles, he went. He talked to them. He gave them the chance to take the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the belief in Jesus Christ as God's Son into themselves. And when he gave them that opportunity, he saw them being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You ever seen somebody transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit? I have. It's an amazing thing. You may have and not realized it. But when someone has an experience and suddenly comes to understand what it is that God has in mind for them, what it is that God has in store for them, what it is that God is offering them, what it is that God has for them, what it is that God can do to transform them, what it is that God is doing that allows them to change, it's an amazing thing. It's an awesome experience. To see someone have that moment of realization and go, oh, I'm not going that way anymore. I'm going this way because now I see. Now I hear. Now I know that what I've been doing has been wrong, and now I know what I need to do. Now I see and understand what it is that I've heard all this time that I never understood. Now I can comprehend what God is doing for me because I have experienced it myself. Hearing the words of the Scripture and coming to know the Scriptures is not enough. We need to hear the Word, the message behind the words, the part that speaks to our hearts, not just to our heads, and the part that has the power to transform us. Ritually, we take communion. We take in the body and blood of Christ. Well, it's bread and grape juice. But the act, the attitude, the understanding, the belief is that in taking in His Word, in believing in His promise, in accepting His salvation, we are becoming like Him to the point of becoming godly, Christian, Christ-like. Peter talks about it in terms of becoming a new person. We are transformed by that belief, by that experience, by that understanding. That new person is born within us. But once born, we have to work on it. Too many times I have seen people seem to come to that understanding that they need to change and then think they're done. That that's all they need to do. And they have a tendency to drift away, to fall back, and to end up not changing. They had a moment. They saw the way. But then they didn't go that way. They had a moment. They heard a voice. But then they didn't listen to the voice, or they didn't follow the instructions, or they didn't keep doing what they were supposed to be doing. And so they drifted back into wrongdoing, wrong attitude, wrong thinking, wrong living, and they lost their focus, they lost their compass, they lost that shining star that we reach out to in the belief that He is the light of the world. These people that challenged Peter were Jewish Christians. They were Jews who had followed the law until they found out about Jesus, and then they had recognized Him as the Messiah and accepted Him. And now they're saying, now wait a minute. You're going to let Gentiles become Christians too? They don't understand the law. They don't know where we're coming from. They don't know about these rituals. They don't know about sacrifice. They don't know about any of this stuff. You mean they can get the Holy Spirit just like we did? Peter's saying, yeah. It's true. I saw it. And what did they say? They didn't say anything. My granny would have said, well, shut my mouth. I'm sure you've heard that expression. A jaw-dropping experience. They had to change their whole way of thinking about who Christ was and what this was that they had received, because all of a sudden they found out it wasn't just for Jews. It isn't just for Christians. It's for anybody. It's for everybody. Not everybody takes it up. Not everybody listens to it. Not everybody who hears it follows it. But it's there for everybody. That was a tough row to hoe for them. That was a hard thing for them to hear. That was not making them feel very special. Does that happen to us? Sometimes. We experience Christ in our life. We change our lives. We do better. We're thankful. We're grateful. We're working on being better people. We're working on living right. We're working on doing right. And we start going to church and we feel good about ourselves and things are going well. And sometimes we get a little caught up in that and we forget where we've been, what we've done, who we were. And we start looking at those people back there who don't do what we do and thinking that they're not good enough, that they're not worthy, that they're not okay, that they're not right. And they're not okay, and they're not right, because they're not doing the right thing. Doesn't mean they can't. If God can transform me, He can transform you. He can transform them. He can transform anybody. Not our choice. His choice. Not our way. His way. Not our salvation. His salvation. And so they heard this, and they were silenced. I bet that wasn't a whole lot of fun. Ever been silenced? Told to sit down and shut up? Not much fun, huh? They were silenced. And then, after they had listened to that silence for a little bit, they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Wasn't something that they wanted to say. Wasn't something that they wanted to hear. Wasn't something that they wanted to see. We don't always want to hear. We don't always want to see. We don't always want to look. And if we're not silent, we usually can't. God speaks to us. I believe that. God has messages for us. I believe that. God answers our prayers. I believe that. But sometimes I think that the reason we don't think He's talking to us is because we're still talking. Until we are willing to sit in silence and listen for His word, His plan, His will, are we doing His work? Or are we just doing our work? It's easy to get lost in the din. It's easy to get lost in the noise. It's hard to hear the pure word when we're surrounded by all these other words. It's tough. That's why we need that silence. That's why we need to go off in our prayer closet, or to go off by ourselves, or to go off in the woods, or to go where we can be quiet and alone and have to look at ourselves and listen to God and see what it is He has for us, where He wants us to go, who He wants us to be, how He wants us to be. We have a whole society that's built up around trying to block the silence. You turn on the radio in the car, you turn on the TV when you come in the house. There are people calling you up and talking to you, and, you know, we're just surrounded by stuff all the time. Buy this, use this, do this. Stop. Look. Listen. Not just for the freight train, but for God's Word, for God's will, for God's purpose, for God's message. It's not just here, it's all around us. He has promised us that He would speak into our hearts. He has given us that Holy Spirit to be with us so that we would never have to be alone. That Spirit walks with us, talks with us, listens to us, hears us, cares for us, shows us the way. But if we're not listening, who's showing us the way? If we're not looking, who's showing us the way? If we're not wanting that will of God to run our lives, who's running our lives? Probably the wrong person. Maybe us. Maybe somebody else. I want God running my life. Am I good at it? No, I'm not. I'm always listening to other stuff and getting caught up in other stuff and wandering off and doing other stuff. And then He comes along and says, "Woohoo, I'm over here." And I go, yeah, sorry, oops. One of the things that always reminds me that I'm not doing God stuff is when I try and do stuff on my own and I feel like I'm running in peanut butter. You know that feeling? You probably had a dream like that where you just were going as fast as you could go and you could barely move. It was like everything was holding you back. And at that point, I need to stop. Something's wrong here. If I'm doing God's work, it doesn't feel this way. If I'm doing God's will, it shouldn't be this hard. God, I need to give this to You because I ain't working at it. I mean, what I'm doing ain't working. I ain't working. My will isn't doing it. What I think I need to do isn't getting it. I need You. I need to stop. I need to hold up. I need to take a break. I need to get back in the Word, get back in the prayer, get back in relationship with the Lord. And then, it's amazing how stuff gets easier. It's not that the world is perfect. It's not. It's not that things aren't going to be painful and difficult and challenging and hard. They're going to be hard. But they're easier with Him. And when it gets so hard that I feel like I'm just going to lose it, I probably need to. I need to give it up. I need to give it to Him. I need to stop doing what I'm doing and listen until I hear what it is He wants me to do. Until I hear His peace, until I feel His peace, until I know His presence. And then things go better. Works for me. I suspect it'll work for you. It's not always easy to hear what we're supposed to do. Sometimes I think we're just supposed to wait until He's ready to tell us. It's not easy to understand what His will for us. Sometimes I think we just have to muddle along. But when you really feel like you need to do something and it's not working, stop. I mean, that's kind of what we're about to do, isn't it? To stop our worldly life and to take Him into us. To take in that body and blood of Christ that makes us Christ-like, that makes us a new person, that feeds that new person, that makes that Christian Spirit of God grow, strengthen, become more powerful in our lives, makes His voice louder and His will easier for us to discern. That's what this is about. Letting go of our worldly concerns and focusing on Him. Letting go of the worldly troubles and focusing on Him, letting go of our worldly differences and focusing on being one with Him. If we're really all one with Him, then how different can we be? How many differences can we have? It's a lot harder, isn't it? When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Hallelujah. Amen.